News and brief at Press TV. The United Nations Children's Fund says the Saudi war in Yemen has so far killed nearly 400 children and wounded 600 others. UNICEF representative in Yemen warned that many children are threatened by diseases and malnutrition. Saudi Arabia has been relentlessly targeting its impoverished neighbor since March the 26th. Meanwhile, the death toll from the latest Saudi attacks on Yemen's Amran province has risen to 17. At least 12 people were also wounded in the raids. Earlier, several people lost their lives in the western port city of Hodeidah. Nearly 5,000 Yemenis have been killed in Saudi attacks so far. Syria has reportedly conducted fresh airstrikes against militant positions in the suburbs of the capital, Damascus. Earlier, Damascus slammed the UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura over his condemnation of airstrikes against militants. De Mistura had accused Damascus of killing civilians while remaining silent on deadly air attacks by the militants. 250 Palestinian prisoners have joined an open-ended hunger strike against their arbitrary detention by Israel. The move comes in solidarity with Palestinian prisoner Mohammed Alon, who has been on hunger strike since mid-June. Alon demands an end to Israel's practice of jailing Palestinians without charge or trial. The U.S. State Department has voiced concern over Israel's unequal treatment of Palestinian Americans and other Arab Americans traveling to the occupied lands. This follows reports that these U.S. citizens had been denied entry into Israel after landing at Ben Gurion Airport outside of Tel Aviv. Turkish Premier Ahmet Davutoglu has met with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to return a mandate to form a coalition government. Turkey is facing political uncertainty after the ruling Justice and Development Party lost its overall majority in the June 7th legislative polls for the first time since 2002. The Arab League pledges military support to help Libya fight against ISIL terrorists. This after Libya's internationally recognized government asked fellow Arab states to conduct air raids against ISIL in the central city of Sirte. The city fell into the hands of ISIL Takfiri terrorists in June. More than 150 people have been killed in northeastern Nigeria while fleeing Boko Haram Takfiri terrorists. The attack happened in a village in Yobe State on Thursday. Amnesty International says at least 17,000 people have been killed since the Boko Haram insurgency began in 2009.